Mr. Selfridge by Lindy Woodhead. Read by Peter Marinka. Introduction. Consuming Passions. The rise of the department store, or what in Paris were more gracefully called les grands magasins, in the second half of the 19th century, was a phenomenon that encompassed fashion, advertising, entertainment, emergent new technology, architecture, and above all, seduction. These forces evolved to merge into businesses that Emile Zola astutely called the great cathedrals of shopping, and vast fortunes were made by the men who owned them as they tapped into the female passion for shopping. But arguably, no one man grasped the concept of consumption as sensual entertainment better than the maverick American retailer Harry Gordon Selfridge, who opened his eponymous store on London's Oxford Street in 1909. In building the West End's first fully-fledged department store, he quite literally changed everything about the way Londoners shopped. His visionary, larger-than-life Edwardian building perfectly reflected the character of its founder, the only modest thing about him being his height. It was Harry Gordon Selfridge who positioned the perfume and cosmetics department immediately inside the main entrance, a move that changed the layout and turnover of the sales floor forevermore. Selfridge created window dressing as an art form, pioneered in-store promotions and fashion shows, and offered customer service and facilities previously unheard of in Britain. Above all, he gave his...